7. 2CH. Home cooking. Home cooking. And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Can you put me straight on this? I mean, as a kid on a farm, all the kids who went to the same school, we just drank milk direct from the cow.
I don't know if I can put you straight on it, but yeah, go on.
I see some people are being fined for selling milk direct from the cow, unpasteurised, I suppose.
Yes, apparently. Some of these, the health food stores in Sydney are selling unpasteurised cow's milk. It's actually called Cleopatra's bath milk. It's being marketed as a beauty bath, but people in Sydney who are into this sort of thing are drinking it as raw milk. Look, this is an old debate, this debate about pasteurised and unpasteurised milk and cheeses. And in fact, you know, human beings actually did drink raw milk up until the Industrial Revolution. Pasteurisation only started in 1864.
Yeah.
And proponents of raw milk and also of raw cheeses claim that pasteurisation destroys the nutrients and kills off the good bacteria. Now, look, I'm not a scientist, so I can't really weigh in on either side. One thing I do know for sure is that raw milk cheeses just have so much more flavour, and of course you can buy them in France and through Europe. In fact, raw milk is considered safe in Europe and also in 28 states in the United States, which is interesting.
Yes.
Because the United States, you know, they sanitise everything.
Yeah.
And raw milk, look, I remember also drinking it. In fact, we used to, at the farm in Queensland, go down to the local dairy, which is no longer there, sadly. You know, little boxes have all creeped in. And I remember coming home in the car and the milk would slop all over the car because we had it in the bucket. But it tasted wonderful. We never got sick. So, as I said, I'm not a scientist, but I certainly know that it tastes better.
Okay, well, now, I believe you're going to talk about something that people eat in other countries, like cockroaches.
Well, actually, so you see, if you're worried about drinking raw milk, you only need to visit the markets in northern Thailand and in Cambodia, where piled high in baskets are deep-fried cockroaches and deep-fried whole tarantulas. I think I've mentioned those to you before. So if people in this country are worried about raw milk, golly, they should go there. Of course, a person I spoke to in Cambodia actually said to me that that the cockroaches really taste no different from eating, you know, prawns with their heads on, which is a good point. You know, it's no different from doing that. But, of course, we're all aghast at that. Anyway, on my webpage today, I've written something about that and also talked about the Cambodian cooking school I went to. And I also went to a terrific school in Siem Reap, which is where the Angkor Wat temples are. And I was shown how to make their beautiful, fragrant fish curry. It's called Amok, A-M-O-K. And I've put the recipe up today on my webpage. It's a little bit complicated, that recipe, so I won't go into details about it. But let me tell you, it's absolutely divine, and it is worth all the trouble.
A-M-O-K, running amok.
Running amok, yeah, which is actually an Indonesian word, in fact. Oh. But amok is the Cambodian national dish. And
okay.
As I said, I learned how to make it when I was in Cambodia.
And be nice during the cold weather.
Oh, terrific during the cold weather. Yeah, warm you up.
And it's on your website?
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.